Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her friend lived in the caretaker's house in the middle of a cemetery, and everyone always asked the same question. Was it haunted? Well, after sleepover, she saw someone outside standing among the graves.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So thank you very much for listening. And remember, if you have a real ghost story, that's what we do around here. We love them. So call it in, 855-853-4802. You can always write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber and get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I'm good, my friend. I had to literally laugh out loud the other night. So, in fact... I recorded some episodes yesterday with your dad and Todd, and we were talking about this. But apparently there was a sump pump in your house, some kind of a sump pump that went out, and you had to have it replaced. And it happened to be in a closet where you guys have skeletons in that closet.
Plastic skeletons for Halloween.
Yes. Literal skeletons in your closet, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. So we had to take, and they're big. These are big skeletons, like, they actually look bigger than life size. They look kind of more like 7 foot tall. I mean, I know some people are seven feet tall.
I think they are.
But they're tall. They're big. So to get them out of the closet, you guys have a big sectional in the basement. And so here's all of these skeletons on the sectional, which made me laugh. But then I realized there's a dog sitting in the middle of them, which made me laugh. And then I realized that you are sitting right there in the middle of all of the skeletons.
Yep.
And you are dead serious. Like, there's nothing wrong. And I think your dad said you were playing video games or something. But, like, you're just sitting there on the end of the sofa with all these skeletons, like, nothing. Like, you don't even have...
they're still there.
Is it time to put them away?
Probably.
But it does add a little extra something, doesn't it?
It does. I have my skeleton friends now.
Well, it's just like it made me laugh because you're sitting there amongst all the skeletons like you're not sitting amongst all the skeletons. Like you don't even know they're there. And there's a lot of them. I don't even know how many. I would say 7 or 8.
I think there's roughly 9 or 10.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot.
So the sectional is covered with skeletons and you and the pets.
Yep.
And it looked like one dog sort of facing the skeletons, like watching out for them. Yeah. Other dog doesn't even seem to care. And then you, like, what skeleton? It made me laugh. It was a very cute picture. It needs to be in a frame, like blown up and framed. That's what I'll get you for your birthday. A big ass blown up picture of that.
Me and the skeletons.
Oh, it made me smile. So thank you for that. Well, let's go to a real ghost story. And this says, my name is Lacey. I'm from South Carolina. I was listening to an episode recently where someone mentioned growing up near a cemetery, and it reminded me of a sleepover I had in high school. I've been listening for a few years now, hearing all the stories about cemeteries. I've never really considered it a ghost story exactly, but it's one of those memories that I never really figured out what it was that I saw. When I was about 16, one of my closest friends lived in a house that sat right in the middle of a large cemetery. Her father was the caretaker. The family had lived there for years. Growing up in a small town, everybody knew where the house was. If you drove through the cemetery, you could see it sitting back among the trees and the headstones. Naturally, everyone always asked my friend the same question. Was her house haunted? She always rolled her eyes and said no. She wasn't trying to be mysterious about it either. If anything, she seemed annoyed by the question. She had grown up there, and to her, it was just home. But one weekend, she invited me to spend the night. I was excited because I never actually had been inside the house before. And if I'm being honest, a small part of me was secretly hoping something creepy would happen. The house itself wasn't scary at all. It was older, but comfortable. Family photos everywhere. The kind of lived-in feeling that immediately puts you at ease. By bedtime, I had pretty much forgotten about the cemetery altogether. I ended up sleeping in guest room on the front side of the house. Before heading to bed, I noticed the large windows in the family room. The curtains were wide open, and from inside the house, you could see straight out into the cemetery. I remember thinking that if I lived there, I would definitely close the curtains at night, but apparently they never bothered. Sometime in the middle of the night, I woke up needing to use the bathroom. The house was completely dark and quiet, and to get there, I had to walk through part of the family room. And the entire time, I was aware of those windows. You know how sometimes you don't want to look at something, but the harder you try not to, the more aware of it you become? That was how I felt. I kept telling myself not to be ridiculous. It was just a cemetery. But wouldn't that be creepy to get up in the middle of the night and just have to go to the bathroom and look out those windows and see a cemetery?
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. I think I'd probably put up, like, you ever see, like, those fake windows that on displays at like stores where it's like a landscape photo.
Yeah, like a beach scene or something.
I'd probably do that.
Wouldn't you, though?
In a weird
shut the curtains.
Way.
Wouldn't you shut the curtains? Because I shut every curtain every night. Because I have this feeling like someone could be outside looking in, but I can't see them. Because when the lights are on in the house. But it'd be weird getting up in the middle of the night. It's dark, so you can see outside. And it's a cemetery. I don't like that. So it goes on, says, as I crossed the room, something caught my eye anyway. Just movement enough to make me glance toward the window. At first, I thought I was looking at a person standing among the graves. The figure wasn't really close to the house, but close enough that I could clearly tell it wasn't a headstone. It wasn't moving. Just standing there. For a few seconds, I just stared at it. My first thought was maybe someone was visiting a grave. Then I realized that would be very strange in the middle of the night. That's when another possibility crossed my mind, and I immediately looked away. I stood there in the dark, feeling irritated with myself. I was 16 years old, not six. I told myself it was probably a monument, a shadow, or something, because I had just woken up, and after a few seconds, I looked again. The figure was gone. I don't mean I watched it disappear or walk away. I simply looked back. It wasn't there. After that, I hurried to the bathroom, got back to bed as quickly as I could. I didn't sleep much the rest of the night. The next morning, I debated whether to say anything. Part of me felt silly bringing it up, but while we were having breakfast, I told my friend I thought I'd seen somebody standing in the cemetery during the night. I expected her to laugh, and instead she asked where, and I pointed to the area I remembered seeing the figure. She nodded and said, "Yeah, you're not the first person who said that." That was it. She simply told me a few other friends had mentioned seeing somebody standing out there when they spent the night. Nobody had a clear description. Nobody claimed anything chased them. They all just had noticed someone standing among the graves. I spent years convincing myself there had to be a reasonable explanation, and maybe there was. Maybe we were all looking at the same tree or monument, and our imaginations filled in the rest. But whenever I think about it now, the thing that sticks with me is that I wasn't looking for anything. In fact, I was trying very hard not to look out those windows at all. The house is still there. Every time I drive past that cemetery when I'm back in town, I find myself wondering whether someone else has stood in that family room late at night, glanced out the window, and seen the same thing. Love the show. Appreciate all the great stories, Lacey. I think that is creepy.
Very much so. Very, very much so.
But I also get that feeling like you're going to the bathroom and then you realize, shit, I got to walk through that room where I can see the cemetery. Don't look, don't look, don't look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you always have that weird thing like, okay, I just looked real quick. And then you look and you see something. And could it also be you've kind of freaked yourself out at the moment. You're nervous.
Yeah.
You're like, but maybe I'll see something. Maybe I won't. Oh, crap. I saw something. I don't know. But I think the confirmation is that her friend was like, yeah, you're not the only person who said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's good that she's not alone in that boat.
But maybe the family, you know, they're so used to living there. Nothing really bothers them. In fact, to the point they don't even shut their curtains, which I think is crazy. I don't think I'm going to look outside of my house and see a ghost. I just don't want to look outside my house and see some creepy ass person getting ready to break into my car or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or just standing there looking in my house. I
hate the idea of someone doing that.
So I always, every night when it gets dark, I go around and shut everything. So you can't see inside my house. But they're so used to it that the cemetery right there and the idea of just a person staring in the house doesn't bother them. I think that person really did see something.
I do too.
So I don't think Lacey's crazy. I think Lacey had a paranormal experience. That's what I think.
Absolutely, Lacey had a paranormal experience.
It's creepy. Well, let's go to another story. Here you go.
Oh, this is Josh from Georgia. I want to give you guys a quick account of something that the only thing that's ever happened to me. Maybe in the hopes that we'll get some more stories about the place, because the place is interesting as hell. I think you guys would be interested as well. The place in question is the Masquerade Atlanta. It is a nightclub in Atlanta, Georgia. They host generally alternative type stuff, like metal bands, underground rap. They get some bigger shows to come through here and there. But it's an awesome place. I've played plenty of shows there, been to, you know, dozens of shows there. I never had any experiences other than this one. The Masquerade has a backstory. It's an old mill. Not sure exactly. It's probably a textile mill back from the beginning of the last century, maybe even prior to that. It's a super old building. And there's plenty of stuff online about it. So apparently there were some deaths there. There were some things that happened to the workers there that could have potentially caused some residual hauntings, and maybe even some entities that were mindful of their doings just to be there at the Masquerade, or so people said. The story I read that really intrigued me about this place was that employees would come back in the morning after they had a big concert, and there would be 300-pound PA speakers put over in on top, on their top, you know, completely upside down, which for me, that's a heavy-ass speaker, and it would whoop my ass to move that speaker. And that thought, coupled with the thought that you guys, you know, on you guys' show, it seems to be that it takes a lot of energy for an entity to manifest itself and in such a way to move something, to throw something. In my mind, for an entity to move a 300-pound speaker thing. So, I guess it kind of got me thinking more on my experience, and I wanted to call you guys. So here's what happened to me. My band's playing a show, a battle of the bands, at one of their three stages. We're playing in hell. Purgatory and hell are both downstairs, whereas heaven's upstairs. The way hell works, if you walk in the front doors of hell, you're kind of on a platform. You look straight off kind of onto the floor and the stage. If you walk down, you walk behind the stage down the hallway, back to where the bathrooms are and the loading dock is. If you go right, it takes you down to where the stage is and the bar is and all that. So we're there for a couple hours. I decided to go to the bathroom. And the bathrooms lay out. You walk in, take a left into the bathroom. On the right, there's like three sinks and then a row of urinals. On the left, there is a row of stalls. I go to the last urinal so I can be, you know, at least slightly private. I'm the only one there anyway, so it shouldn't matter. So as I'm using the restroom, about, I don't know, we'll say halfway through, and this is for the story's sake, not to gross you guys out or anything, I hear a door open. And I immediately brush it off as, oh, okay, somebody's coming in. Well, then directly after, I get this chill. I mean, literal goosebumps all over my body. And then I realize, oh, shit, there's no door on this bathroom. So I immediately turn and use the bathroom all over the front of my pants. And there's a stall about halfway open. So I walk over and kind of look in. There's nobody in this bathroom at this point. And these are those heavy stall doors. I mean, it takes some force to move it. Not that it's hard to move, but it's not just going to blow open by the wind or something. And I booked it out of the bathroom. And we did come back half an hour later, so to kind of investigate as the event is, and there's nothing. There's no way for the door to open. So the only experience I've ever had in my life that I could call an experience, or that I realized was an experience, was a door opening in an old-ass mill. It may seem trivial. It scared the shit out of me. And honestly, I just hope some people call in about some more stories about this place, because it is creepy and it's old and has a ton of backstory. Just you guys' kind of place. Well, that's it for my story. Appreciate what you guys do, and hopefully I'll hear my show soon. Bye.
So I looked this place up. This place is super creepy. So the Masquerade in Atlanta has four indoor venues. They are named Heaven, Hell, Purgatory, and Altar. So this is a really big place. And, like, the fact that speakers are getting knocked over in the middle of the night, it's like, is it paranormal or is somebody breaking in? But apparently, it is known to be haunted.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Do you ever wonder if maybe the ghost got confused? Because, I mean, Heaven, Hell, Purgatory, and what was the other one?
Altar.
Altar, yes. Do you... Do you think that maybe someone died there and then they showed up and, like, they see these signs going up, down, and all around pointing to Heaven, Hell, Altar, and Purgatory? And do you think that maybe
they're in a loop?
Oh, this is it. This is Heaven, Hell, Altar, and Purgatory.
I've moved on. I hadn't thought about that, but good point. They're stuck there thinking that they've moved on when they have not moved on. They're still at Masquerade.
And it's just this music venue. And it's like, well, I guess this is what the afterlife is like. It's just a big old music venue.
It's awesome. Concerts every night here.
Yes.
Now, it makes you think they did not like the band the night they were knocking over speakers and stuff. But it says... a century before it was a haunted nightclub, a large building was built on the Atlanta property to house a mill. It was the Dupre Excelsior Mill, opened in 1890. They had unexplained fires that were swept under the rug. Several people died in these fires. There were also numerous workplace accidents. While all the accidents on record claim to have involved male workers, there are rumors that several women were injured or killed within the mill, but I guess they don't like to talk about that. And then a tuberculosis outbreak originated at the mill. After getting sick from their coworkers, employees brought the illness back home where it spread. Several people died from the outbreak. The mill carried on for decades, expanding in the 40s to support the war efforts. Then it was abandoned for several years. A pizza place opened there in the 70s. It was a theater. Then it became the Masquerade Club in 1989.
Carol, isn't that interesting? If we ever take a trip to Atlanta, we should go to the Masquerade.
Well, and I was looking at some of the acts. Like, they have all kinds of, like, it looks like maybe Heaven has nicer shows, like the Club 90s Euphoria rave. BTS night. Then, like, the other ones have more... Let's see who's playing at the Hell. The Black Queen. Upon a Burning Body. Wunderbar. Choker. Oh. So, I don't know. It just... But it's some very interesting acts, it looks like. Oh, look, they have drag show, it looks like. So, I don't... It sounds fascinating to me.
It does. It really does. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I would really like to go there.
I'm going to... I found this I think they might do ghost tours there. I think I'm going to reach out. Maybe they'll do an episode about it on the Grave Talks, and that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That was super interesting.
Very much so.
Well, and it sounds like he had definitely had a paranormal experience while he was there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do one more short story before we go.
Hey, this is Claudia calling from the Central Valley in California. I was just giving you a call to let you know about something that happened a couple of nights ago. It's nothing too crazy, but it scared the hell out of me. I have this big stuffed stuffed dog that my husband gave me for Valentine's Day. And I had propped up on the floor next to my bed, and next to him is a small ottoman that I used to put my pillows on or whatever. So I was getting ready for bed, and I know for a fact that the stuffed dog was on the floor because I threw the top that I had been wearing on its head. And I walked out to go turn off the lights, make sure everything was legit before I went to bed. And everything was good. And when I walked back into the room, the first thing I see is the stuffed dog sitting on my ottoman facing me. And I was kind of perplexed, like, wait, I know for sure that it wasn't there. So what the hell is going on? And I kind of got annoyed, surprisingly, kind of made a scoffing sound, and I said, don't fuck with me right now. And I grabbed the bear. I keep calling it a bear. I'm sorry. I grabbed the dog, and I put it face down on the floor and put the pillows back up on the ottoman where the dog had been sitting. You know, I didn't really put too much thought into it. Because if I did, I would have been freaking myself out the entire night. And, yeah, I don't know. For a second, I was like, am I going crazy or what's going on here? But I know for sure that that happened. And now the stuffed dog has been on the floor face down ever since that happened. Anyway, I've had a couple of other occurrences like that in my house that have really weirded me out. But I'll save those for another time. So just thought I'd share that with you. Thanks again for your awesome show. Take care. Bye.
So is it a haunted house or a haunted stuffed dog?
I don't know.
Or does the haunted house, did it turn it into a haunted stuffed dog? And if you were to leave your room and it's one, like I think she said she'd thrown the shirt over it or something, and then it kind of moved and was looking at her. If you walked out of your room and you noticed, like I just threw my shirt on top of the stuffed dog, and then you walk back in, the shirt's not on it, the dog's looking at you, I wouldn't want that dog anywhere in my room.
I don't think I would want that dog anywhere near my house.
Okay, so now the other layer to this is the husband gave it to her for Valentine's Day. So are you obligated to keep it forever? Because it's like, come on, dude, it's a really large stuffed dog. What am I going to do with this?
I think this is one of those things that you eventually just kind of put in your closet and like clean it out one day and then send it off to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Make it Goodwill's problem.
Well, and my guess is it's the house that's done it to the dog. I don't think this stuffed dog is necessarily a haunted object brought in the house because she said other things have happened in the house. So I think it could be safe with a child someplace else.
Yeah.
You know, there's a kid that's going to walk into Goodwill and be like, oh my God, I love that big stuffed dog. And I think if you were to explain to your husband, like, honey, number one, it's really large. It takes up a lot of room. Number two, it tends to move and look at me. And I'm not all about that. So that's why I've given it to the Goodwill. I'd have to get rid of it, 100%.
I would too.
I could not keep that in there. And I think it would almost bother me more to have it face down on the floor than not have it in the room at all. Like, as the husband and you gave this to your wife and now it's face down on the floor every night, don't you have questions? Like, don't you like my little stuffed dog that I gave you?
I would be questioning that.
Yeah.
Quite a lot, actually.
So I think they need to have a conversation. And she's like, it takes up a lot of space. It's big and it's creeping me out. So let's get rid of it.
Yes.
And what do you do with it like 5 years from now? Like, those are the kind of things that people give for Valentine's Day. That's like, now what do I do with this? Okay, that was really cute. It's like, oh my God, you love me so much. You gave me a big stuffed dog. But 2 months after that, you just have a big stuffed dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what do you do with that? Well, if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, we would like to hear it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You could write us a story. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive with no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.